whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned in. A person I know told me one day about his uncle who worked in construction. One day something at work fell on his foot and broke the skin and caused a little wound. He neglected to do anything about it and went about his life as if nothing had happened. He continued to go to work as normal and continued to neglect the wound on his foot. Little by little, time went by and the wound got bigger and bigger, and he finally had to go to the doctor. The doctor told him that gangrene had set in and he would have to cut off part of his leg. The man said that he would rather die than lose his leg. And again, he neglected doing anything about the gangrene, and he later died. The problem was neglect. He didn't think it was very important, and he let it go until it was too late. Let's look at another example. Recently, a friend of mine had a small calf that one day seemed to be sick. He looked like he didn't have much energy and had his ears down. The next day, he seemed the same or a little worse. Several days later, he is worse, and after a week or so, he decided to give the calf a shot. He did, but a day or two later, the calf died. It was neglect. If he had given the calf a shot when he first saw him sick, he probably would have saved his life. He died because of neglect. Neglect, something can be a terrible thing. And in Hebrews 2:2-3, God speaks to us about this danger. We read, "For since the message declared by angels proves to be reliable, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation?" How shall we escape if we refuse to pay proper attention to the salvation that is offered us today? How shall we escape if we neglect it? He is not talking about an outright rejection here, but a neglect, being negligent. Here in this text, what we have is he clearly tells us that every transgression and disobedience received a just penalty or punishment. God punishes sin, and he tells us clearly that the wages or payment of sin is death, eternal death in hell. My question today, my friend, is, are you saved? Do you know for sure that if you died today that you would go to heaven? Remember that every transgression and disobedience will receive a just punishment, and for that reason, you and I need salvation. We need to be saved from the punishment of our sin. We urgently need forgiveness. We urgently need to be saved from hell. Again, I repeat the question, are you saved today? Are you neglecting this great salvation? This verse talks about a great salvation, a salvation that was first spoken to us by the Lord. Why is it such a great salvation? It's such a great salvation because, first of all, it is a free salvation. It is not deserved or merited or earned. That is great news. I do not deserve it. I cannot earn it or merit it in any way. It is a free salvation. Listen to the word of God in Ephesians 2:8-9. "For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." It's a great salvation because it is a salvation for all. Listen to the word of God in Revelation 22:17. "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Let him that hears come. Let him that is thirsty come. Whosoever will, let him come. What a wonderful invitation. What a wonderful word. It's a great salvation because it's a salvation for all. Years ago, when we lived in Spain, I received a letter from the city hall saying that I owed them money because of a traffic violation. I thought that there was a mistake. I had not been stopped by the police in any way. I went to the city hall and told them that there had been a mistake, that I had received a ticket, but I hadn't been stopped by the police. They told me to wait, and they took my information, and they later came back with a picture of me, of my car, and my tag number in a certain place. They had taken a picture of me when I was speeding, and there was no way for me to deny it. There was my picture, my car, my tag, and the place where I was speeding. My heart sank. I was going to have to pay a big fine. My friend, what about Judgment Day? What are you going to do when God brings up all the pictures of your life in thoughts, in words, and deeds? There will be no denying it. And the Bible tells us here in Hebrews 2 that every transgression and disobedience will receive the just punishment. You won't be innocent in that day. It will be a guilty verdict because we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Today, God offers salvation, a great salvation, a total forgiveness, full and free. It is a salvation that has been provided for by the Lord Jesus Christ when he died on Calvary's tree. When he knew no sin, he became sin for us. When the innocent one paid for the guilty ones, when the holy and righteous one paid for the dirty and sinful ones, he says, come, let him that hears come, let him that is thirsty come, whosoever will, let him come, and take of the water of life freely. My friend, when have you come? When have you turned from your rebellion and self-trust? When have you made that 180-degree turn to turn from self to Christ? When have you realized that you are like a sheep that turned to your own way and you need to turn back to God? My friend, it is time to turn back. Time to return to the shepherd and surrender your life to him. It is time to ask him for forgiveness and time to thank him for his love in sending his son to a cross for you. It is such a great salvation. Today is a day of salvation. Don't neglect this salvation any longer. Don't put it off any longer. Tomorrow may be too late. We don't have a guarantee of tomorrow. Today could be our last day. Don't neglect this so great salvation that is offered to you today by the King of Glory. I repeat the question, are you saved? Are you on your way to heaven today? What are you trusting in? Or are you one of those who is neglecting this great salvation? We need to remember what Hebrews 2:2 tells us. For if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received a just penalty, how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? That's a question that is put to us here, and we need to face the question. If we neglect this salvation, we will not escape. We will have to pay for our sins and we will receive the penalty that we justly deserve. Come to Jesus today. My friend, it is time to turn back, to return to the shepherd and surrender your life to him. It is time to ask him for forgiveness, to thank him for his love in sending his son to a cross for you. Today is the day of salvation. Don't neglect this salvation any longer. It is such a great salvation because it is free. It is a salvation that is not deserved. It is a salvation that is not merited. It is a salvation that is free. And this salvation is offered to all. It doesn't matter what you've done, my friend, in the past. It doesn't matter how far you may have wandered from God. It doesn't matter how many sins you may have committed. God today offers salvation. He offers pardon full and free. He offers a total forgiveness. It is such a great salvation because it is a salvation provided for and paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a salvation that is offered to all of us. But he mentions to us a danger here, not a danger of outright rejecting this salvation, but a danger of neglecting this salvation, a danger of putting off this salvation, a danger of waiting and saying, well, tomorrow will be the day of my salvation. A danger of saying, well, when I'm 80 years old in the hospital and I am dying, I will attend to this salvation. I will confess my sins and I will repent and give my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, who guarantees you the day in the hospital of 80 years old? You could have a heart attack today and be gone in a minute. You could have a wreck today and be gone without thinking anything else because you died in the very act. This is such a great salvation, and the Word of God tells us clearly that today is the day of salvation. A forgiveness that's total, a forgiveness where God buries my sins in the deepest sea and remembers them no more. Come, my friend, to Jesus today. Turn from your own way and surrender your life to him, confessing your sins to him. It's time for us to sign off. We have a web page, and we have also an email if you would like to get in touch with us. Our email is spiv6327@bellsouth.net. I will repeat it, spiv6327@bellsouth.net. Thank you today for having tuned in to the Living Waters broadcast. Until next week.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's spiv6327@bellsouth.net.